proclamation number 4774 dated the November 6, 1949. Significance of the era. Christ's embodiment on earth. A highly significant era, which had started after the flood and is effectively unique, is now coming to an end. For God himself descended to earth during this era to show people a safe path, because they were failing, because they were no longer aware of the significance of their earthly progress as human beings and had made pointless what could have been extremely successful, because they did not utilize their earthly life for their soul's higher development. God embodied himself as a human being on earth during this time. He took on flesh and thus lived as a human being amongst people. He accomplished what people so far had been unable to achieve. He detached himself from human nature and voluntarily strove towards God. It is wrong to assume that the divine in the man Jesus protected him from human failings and human emotions. On the contrary, he had to resist them particularly vehemently and yet was victorious, because love gave him strength and because his will was exceptionally strong through love. Hence, he provided humanity with the evidence that it is possible to develop oneself through love into a godlike being, which is every human being's task and therefore the meaning and purpose of earthly life itself. He provided the evidence as a human being and the deity united itself with him, because Jesus, the man, had shaped himself into love. This act, therefore, took place in accordance with divine resolution during this era, and the entire universe participated in it. All human beings before and after God's human manifestation on this earth share the blessings of the act of salvation, which was accomplished by the human being Jesus on behalf of all beings in eternity. And yet, even this era will now come to an end, because humanity completely ignores Christ's act of salvation and therefore does not apply for help in order to fulfill the purpose of earthly life. There is no other option for this human race since they reject the best way, that is, they ignore it. Thus an extremely important era will come to an end and yet its significance is not recognized. Nevertheless, the act of salvation remains effective. Likewise, the blessings of the act of salvation will not ever become ineffective. Christ's teaching, the pure word of God, will be everlasting and taken across into the new age, even though the old earth will disintegrate. Inasmuch as the entire earth's surface will be transformed and none of the creations on the old earth will remain. Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, will remain the epitome of spiritual development. His divine word will then also be taught again. It will be made accessible to the people of the new earth through personal contact with the spiritual world of light, as well as with God himself, who will stay as Father amongst his children who will have taken the path of Christ and thereby have also changed themselves into love. God, the eternal love, will interact with them like a father with his children. And these human beings of the new earth had their beatitude purchased by Jesus Christ through his blood, through his death on the cross. Amen.